The hunt goes on in France for two men, brothers, alleged to have killed 12 people yesterday in a shooting rampage at the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. According to U.S. officials, French authorities believe that the older brother traveled to Yemen in 2011. The French believe he went there for weapons training with Al-Qaeda. Ahead, we'll ask how big a threat France faces from extremists. First, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley begins our coverage with the latest in the investigation.
The biggest manhunt in French history is underway. 88,000 police and soldiers have been mobilized nationally in the hunt for the men alleged to have carried out yesterday's attack on the offices of the magazine Charlie Hebdo. The two main suspects were reported to have been seen twice today at a gas station north of Paris, driving their stolen gray car with a dented front fender. They stole food and gasoline before fleeing. Hours later, the brothers were supposedly seen driving in the countryside north of the capital in the Picardy region. Television footage showed French police SWAT teams in black armored vehicles driving through country roads and villages. Jean-Charles Brissard is chairman of the Center for Analysis of Terrorism.
The situation is confused. It's confused by many rumors. The fact is that the entire French police and intelligence services are all today dedicated at finding and neutralizing these two individuals.
Saïd Kouachi, domicilié à Reims.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve spoke on television tonight describing what police know about the brothers, 32 and 34-year-old Sherif and Saïd Kouachi, who were born in Paris and grew up in an orphanage.
Il avait pris part aux agissements d'un groupe de jeunes parisiens.
Sherif Kouachi was involved with a ring of young men in Paris who recruited members to go and fight jihad in Iraq. He's been described by his peers as virulently anti-Semitic.
Sherif Kouachi was arrested for his jihad activities in 2008 and spent 18 months in jail. Dominique Mani was Kouachi's lawyer. Speaking on television, Mani says back then Kouachi just seemed like a kid in over his head.
Il est passé pour une espèce de gamin perdu de la République.
He was like a lost child, a docile kid who had been brainwashed by some guru. He seemed more like a victim than a perpetrator. Never would I have imagined 7 years later he could have become such a monster.
A French television investigative show featured Kouachi in an episode in 2005 about young French men influenced to go fight jihad. The journalist says Kouachi turned from being a rap fan to a jihadist after meeting an Islamist preacher. In the video, Kouachi claims the preacher showed him texts proving it was good to carry out attacks and become a martyr.
Nous le voyons sur ces images d'un film associatif.
As if Wednesday's carnage wasn't enough, the French awoke to reports of another shooting today, this time in the south of Paris. A man wearing a bulletproof vest opened fire on police. The shooter escaped. One officer later died. Officials don't think the incident is related to yesterday's violence.
C'est une réalité.
Alors je ne suis pas d'accord avec toi. Je ne suis pas d'accord avec toi. Je ne peux me permettre.
All day, experts have been debating on television whether the state can track and follow all the possible radicals in the country. Former Prime Minister François Fillon asked the question that's on everyone's mind.
Comment est-ce que des jeunes qui sont français, qui sont nés en France, qui sont nés dans le pays?
How can young people who are French, born in a country of human rights, consider their future to be in crime and jihad rather than integration into a democratic society?
To show a united front, President François Hollande even invited his nemesis, former President Nicolas Sarkozy, to meet with him at the Élysée Palace. Paris is under its highest terror threat level ever. Nearly 1,000 gendarmes and soldiers have been brought into the French capital to buttress security. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.